Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, if you've been walking around the gym, remember that old Seinfeld episode, or was it Seinfeld? Maybe it wasn't. It was Will and Grace, where she walked around following the person around with their trainer and doing all the same exercises. That was really hilarious. And have you ever seen trainers in clubs and you wonder if that would be the trainer for you, or you see someone yelling at their client and you're like, that's not exactly what I would like to have? Well, my guest is Jim White. He's a registered dietitian and a health and fitness specialist with the American College of Sports Medicine. We're talking about trainers. Jim, you and I are both trainers. So what do you think of what's going on there in the world of personal training?
Well, you know, it's amazing. I've been training for over 10 years. I know you've been training for around 20 years. And, you know, in my 10 years, I probably got asked who I'm certified by maybe a handful of times. I don't know what gives. I think people need to know what a qualified trainer is. And there's so many trainers out there, some without certifications, that are hurting people.
I agree completely. And, you know, back when I was certifying trainers for another organization, which is not ACSM, so I won't mention them, but NASM, it was, I thought we were doing a really good job because we were really making it a 3-day long course. You had to have a background, you know, you had to do oral test, written test, and hands-on. It was 3 really intensive days. And I felt that when I was done with these people, they were going to go out there and be a good trainer. But now, Jim, you can go online and 20 minutes later, practically, you've got a personal training, you know, certificate.
There's over 400 certifications out there. I mean, even any of the viewers, the audience can get one immediately. So, you know, this is a very important thing because we're handling people's health. We're handling people's bodies. There's a lot of injuries that, you know, people get seriously injured at gyms, at personal training studios. And this is something you really want to look for when you're hiring a personal trainer.
Okay, so what certifications do we trust? Obviously, the gold standard, the American College of Sports Medicine, our partners right here on Radio MD, is going to be the single best. They've got the exercise specialist and health and fitness specialist. They have all kinds of training certifications.
Absolutely. ACSM, number one. Another good one is National Strength and Conditioning Association, NEED College degree, very, very high quality certification. And then you got ACE, which is the American Council on Exercise. Very certification. These are the 3 I would definitely recommend as your top 3 if you are asking your trainer about their certification.
Okay, so you want to ask them. That's the first best piece of advice when you're looking for a trainer, is to ask them their certification. A reputable company, if you haven't really heard of it, go look it up, see what goes on. Some of the health clubs offer their very own certifications, which are not necessarily very comprehensive. What else do you want to look for in a trainer?
Well, you know, credentials is definitely one thing, but experience is very important. I mean, you can have someone with one of the top certifications that have no experience. And I would definitely recommend looking for a trainer with at least 2 to 3 years experience, you know, to make sure that you are getting someone that is qualified, someone that is tried and true, and that can really work with you. And I really recommend the experience to be second to look for.
Okay, so we're starting with certification, then we're going with experience. Now, what about personality? Where does that fit in? Because, you know, I'm 4'10", I don't scream, I chat a lot with my clients, you know, but there's all kinds of personalities. How do you find the one that fits you?
Wow, now that personality, it's really high up there on what to look for a trainer. Because let's face it, sometimes you're seeing your trainer 3 times a week. That's more than you're seeing some of your friends. So personality has to be there. You know, it depends. Some people's personalities are different. Some people want that boot camp style trainer, that, you know, sergeant trainer that's going to just tell them what to do. And some people are very sensitive and they want a patient trainer. So these are the things you want to write down. What qualities do you want to see in your trainer? Then, you know, really sought off for that.
Okay, so you want to look for the qualities that you might look for in somebody that would be your friend or somebody very close, because as Jim says, you do get very close to your trainer. You see them sometimes more than other people in your life, and sometimes you even talk to your trainer about your family issues, problems. So you want the personalities to really click, to be somebody you trust, because we all know when someone's touching your body and dealing with your body, you can be a little self-conscious. So you want someone that you trust to be professional and to be the personality that clicks with you. Now, what about, you know, patients or results-oriented? How do you know if the person is that person?
Well, results-oriented is very important, and this is the one thing that could be a problem in the industry. Sometimes it's great to have a friend, but if you get too friendly, you talk the whole session, and sometimes that can really, you know, defeat the purpose. So results-focused. You know, if I want to go to get my haircut and I go to a hairstylist and they give me a bad haircut, I'm probably not going to go again. Well, that's the same thing. Trainers need to live up to their end of the bargain. You know, customer service is so important. They should be texting, emailing, calling, you know, sending recipes, staying in touch, keeping you motivated. That's their job, is to keep you motivated. So look for someone that's going to give the best customer service to you.
Okay, so you want really good customer service, and it, you know, as Jim says, you want that professionalism, because if you are too close, then you spend a lot of time chatting. I, you know, over my 25 years, I know there's been some sessions that we've just chatted too much away, but results-oriented really does kind of keep that focus and keep that little bit of professionalism. What else are you looking for?
You know, I think they got to make sure, trainers need to make sure they practice what they preach. You know, they live the life. I feel like this is really important when people are going, you know, I've had people say, well, if the trainer's not doing it, how can I do it? So that's a big motivation to actually, you know, to make sure they're exercising, make sure they're eating healthy. I think this is an important part of the business. This is the fitness business that they're in.
That's absolutely true. And you certainly want somebody who knows what they're doing. And maybe along those lines, though, Jim, you don't want somebody who, and you're a dietitian and nutritionist, and you don't want somebody who thinks they know about all those kinds of things, nutrition, starting to give you advice when really maybe they're not qualified to be doing that.
Absolutely. Staying within scope of practice is so important. I mean, it's okay, you know, to tell your trainer how you're feeling, your emotions. However, you know, if they're stepping into the psychological role of psychologist, or they're handling nutrition and giving out diets when they're not a registered dietitian, these are important things to see as red flags and to make sure, you know, your trainer's not doing that.
Absolutely. And, you know, just because a person looks good, though, so they need to practice what they preach, but just because they're bulked up or they look like they're in shape doesn't mean that they're going to be a good trainer for your body type, right?
Absolutely.
Well, and I mean, the thing about, you know, you see these guys who all of a sudden decide because they like to work out that they'd be a great trainer. And that's really what you have to look out for. Now, give us some, you know, we only have about a minute and a half left. Give us some red flags, some things that you want people to go, whoa, no.
If they're making you do exercises that you just know you can't do, and they're pushing you and forcing you to do it, this is your body, your comfort level, and I feel that, you know, even though that you should follow your trainer's advice, you know, you got to be careful, and you got to know, and that's a red flag there. If they're definitely recommending supplements or dangerous medications, or telling you to go off your medications without doctor supervision, red flags. Making sure they're staying within their scope of practice, making sure that they're qualified, and making sure they definitely have experience. And, you know, CPR is very important, too. A lot of trainers don't have CPR and don't know how to work an AED, and there's been many people that have you know, had heart attacks and different cases at personal training studios. That's something you definitely want to make sure they're credentialed by.
Absolutely. Great advice, Jim White. You know, you want to make sure that they do have their CPR certification and maybe training in AED, that you want to make sure that they have the personality to fit you, that they have the education that really stands up and the experience really that holds up the test of time, that they know what they're doing and that they're results oriented, that they're professional and that they're not just taking everybody through the exact same workout. Keep an eye on them for maybe a couple of different clients and see if they do the exact same thing with everybody, because of course we're all different and so should your trainer be. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.